Hi. Before I start, I'd like to thank your Mr. Renshaw for inviting me here today to talk to you about fencing. It's really strange being back here because I used to be a pupil here, and Mr. Renshaw taught me PE back then. Okay, later on, I'm going to be showing you some moves, and you'll all have the chance to try out some fencing for yourself afterwards. But first, I'd like to talk about how I got started. I think my first experience of fencing comes from watching movies. I don't recall if I had seen anyone fencing as a sport when I was younger, but I do remember being hooked on the Star Wars films. I couldn't get enough of the lightsaber battles. I got one, not a real one I might add, for Christmas, and I spent hours practicing in the garden. Everything started there, really. Afterwards, my uncle introduced me to the coach at the local fencing club, and that's when I started to take it so seriously. That's where I got to meet other people who were as enthusiastic about the sport as I was. The club meets twice a week, and it's for fencers of all ages. There are different size foils for different age groups. A foil is the name for the special sword we use. I was given a size 3 for under-14s, and I haven't looked back since. Because I'm taking part in competitions, I train at the club almost every night during the week now. My coach tells me that I have a natural talent, but I owe a lot of my success to his training. He's able to show me the moves and tell me when I'm doing something wrong. I play in tournaments now, and I came first in the Northeast Championships last month. My aim now is to play well enough to get onto the British team that will go to the next Olympic Games. To be honest, I'm not sure I'm good enough, but I intend to improve and carry on playing in tournaments whenever and wherever I can. Okay, fencing might not be on the UK curriculum, but after seeing how exciting it is, then it might grow on you, and you could be the next regional champion. Don't worry, because these foils are not as sharp as the real thing. Let's separate into twos, shall we? Can you two...